The following is a KSCO commentary. Here is Kay Swerling.
When we the people go to the polls in November or fill in our absentee ballots, many of us would want to check none of the above. But voting is the greatest privilege that each of us have, and we certainly must use it always. I do not recall when the three choices given for president were so, shall we say, anemic. Hillary would be a lying disaster. John McCain clearly is not a real conservative. And Barack Obama is full of hope and a skilled orator. What else? Obama is also an extremist who expects to pull out of Iraq immediately. He will also raise taxes and create big government to take care of everyone from the cradle to the grave. And as a typical liberal, he believes that if he talks nice to Ahmadinejad, everything will be great and Iran will be our friend. How simplistic. If you believe that, I still have that bridge in Brooklyn I'd love to sell you. Basically, what's wrong with this picture is, first, our method of picking leaders is faulty and artificial. Now, one must have millions of dollars to even think of becoming a candidate, so the pickings are very, very limited. Do you really believe that George W. Bush, a good man, would have had a chance in a million to become president if he didn't have the big money and the big contacts from his dad? With so many brilliant individuals in our society to represent us as a world leader, is this current triad the best we can come up with? Ideally, to keep it honest, no candidate should use his own money, and the government should give each candidate, chosen by his own political party, the same amount of a modest sum of money, certainly not $100 million, a shorter campaign, say several months, then maybe more worthy and logical candidates would have a chance to run. But that won't happen easily. Now, about the hundreds of sanctuary cities free to protect illegals and give our federal laws the middle finger, I believe the Congress should eliminate those sanctuaries at once, or before long, we won't have a country at all. Right now, it's an impotent mess, and greed and apathy prevail. Please, let's wake up. Let's demand logic and strength of character from our Congress. For KSCO and KOMY, this is Kay Swerling.